every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hey, good evening and welcome aboard. It's another edition, Sports Overnight America, cross country and around the globe here on Sports Byline USA and, of course, American Forces Radio Network, iHeart, Simple Radio, TuneIn. You can get TuneIn Premium right now. There's a good deal on that. It's great. Simple Radio, absolutely free, and just search up Sports Byline and away you go. Dominic Jimenez along the way as well. We got an action-packed a show to get to. Mike Griffith is going to weigh in, and we're going to really start diving into college football now that the calendar has moved into August. Here we go. But baseball is where we have to start once again, and you can't ignore the Yankees. You just can't. I mean, you know, you can sit here and go crazy if I'd want to and would like to about the Red Sox, and we'll dip into that a little. But for the most part, you have to look at this team. Now, they get Aaron Judge. He's in the lineup against the Texas Rangers. But listen, and Stanton's out. Excuse me. So Stanton will not go. He's out of the lineup. And Judge will DH. But listen, we have to – you cannot ignore the elephant in the room, and that is it's feast or famine. The Yankees have no consistency. Their stopper, okay, on this slide – they're giving the ball to Will Warren. Now, I'm not killing Will Warren, but he's not a bad pitcher. He's got decent numbers. But it's not that as much as it is the Yankees, just for the life of me. And it goes right to Boone. It goes to Aaron Boone. They don't play it. They don't move runners over. Their defense has been a disaster. And what's ironic is I would like to sit here and emphasize the defense, but we really can't do that because the Red Sox lead the majors in errors. And look where they're going right now. They are breathing fire down the neck of Toronto. So that's where we'll start. Baseball, a lot of football. We get it going here. And a full bevy of WNBA action. We come back here on Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe, right here on Sports Byline USA. Keep it right here. Don't go away.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, BlockTrust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here on the Sports Overnight, a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Marty Trell along the way with Dominic Jimenez, Mike Griffith coming up, and away we go here. At 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. Just throw the number out there every once in a while, and away we go. A lot of college football talk, but yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna beat the Yankees like a rented mule here, but I mean, they're a mess right now, and tonight it's all on Will Warren, and he's going up against Eovaldi, and he has got a microscopic 1.49 ERA. I think the Yankees are gonna lose again, so it's from a Red Sox perspective and a Blue Jay perspective. I mean, the Yankees right now are 60-53. I mean, they at one point, I want to say they were, I think their high water mark, and I should have looked it up, but it's been a hectic day. I think they were 20 or 22 games over 500. That might be a little bit of a stretch, certainly in the high teens. That I would go with for sure, and I'll look at it maybe a little later on. But the fact of the matter is they're not hitting, they're not playing small ball because they don't play it. They don't prescribe to that. It's you know, get guys on base, which is fine. And then, you know, hopefully the big guns are going to unload, but they're just not getting it. And of course, Judge was down for 10 days. I think he missed a total of 7 or 8 games, maybe 8. And so he gets back in there tonight and he's going to have to swing off a little bit of rust. Now, look at this is a physical specimen. This is one of the most feared hitters in the game. So let's not get carried away. The minute I say, you know, Eovaldi rolls tonight for the Rangers, who, oh, by the way, are on fire. I mean, they've won, I think, 5 or 6 at 6 in a row, matching what the Red Sox are doing. And the Red Sox last night, let me tell you something, they were very, very lucky Abreu made that play in the outfield. He made a spectacular play. Otherwise, the Red Sox would have squandered I think at one point it was 8-1. It ended 8-5, but that game could have gotten away. And, you know, it's a game like that. If it when you're hot, you get the defense, you get the play, you get the breaks. When you're really rolling, baseball, Major League Baseball, we all know, is a series of streaks. They play 162. So you're not going to, you know, listen, there'll never be 162 in OT. It's just not going to happen, okay? We know that. I mean, that's stating the obvious. But what we do know is, and Abreu's play last night was a perfect example. If he doesn't make that play, I'm telling you right now, they probably lose that game. And then that can start a streak going the other way. But when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not, right? You get the break. you extend the winning streak, you get out of there with a hair on fire, near blown, you know, a disaster, and there you go. You get the victory, and listen, they got the Royals again tonight, and when you got Crochet going out there, you've got a big chance, and I think Bergeron's going for the Royals, and I think he was a Padre at some point, but so this is, this is a big spot for Boston to keep it going. Toronto, I mean, you're feasting right now. The Blue Jays are absolutely making a nest out of the Colorado Rockies. I mean, that is a horrific team. Colorado is, 30-52? I mean, they are 24 games under 500 at their home field, Coors Field. Think about that. 24 games under 500. So the Blue Jays look poised. And you know, listen, the Blue Jays aren't world beaters on the road. They're a game under 500. So you have to realize that, you know, in Major League Baseball and all professional sports and most sports at any level, you know, playing away from home obviously is more difficult. But when you've got a lineup like the Blue Jays, let me tell you something. You don't have to worry about it because, especially when you're out in Colorado, I mean, that's a launching pad. The old, the old Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, the launching pad. Well, guess what? The up-to-date version, the modern-day version of a launching pad is Coors Field. Unfortunately, the Rockies have guys that can pound the baseball under contract, but they've been riddled with injuries. The manager gets shown the door. I mean, it's just a disastrous season. But that's where we go right now. Now, the other thing we have to look at over the, you know, next couple weeks is, as hot as the Red Sox are, as hot as, you know, Toronto, Texas, the Marlins, it's August. I mean, we have a long way to go. We are only on the 5th into the 6th day of August. We have another full, 3.5 weeks left in this month, August, and then you got September. So, I mean, there's a lot of baseball left to play. So you can't get crazy. It's a season of streaks, one way or the other. And I think for the Red Sox, when I did the schedule breakdown, they don't have an advantage over anybody in that division contending. They just don't. Toronto's got an easier schedule, and the Yankees most certainly do. But the Yankees right now, obviously, have got to get their house in order. I mean, it's just going to be, let's go live to Boston. Let's go. Rochelle, how are you? Welcome aboard. This is a nice get. Listen to this accent, folks. This will be something. Rochelle, welcome aboard for a couple minutes. How are you?
For you, Marty, you're the best. What are we talking about?
Hey,
baseball?
We're gonna talk about, come on now, Boston, be honest now, what is the mood in Boston right now pursuant to the Red Sox? This has turned into an absolute major run. Let me hear, go ahead.
They've been being awesome lately. What'd they win the last 10? They won 8 games. I was just there the other night for Bravo night. It was so fun with the housewives there Friday night. They did awesome. They're doing awesome. We're coming back. Now we just got to get on the Patriots bandwagon, so see what happens with those guys.
Bye. Patriots? What are you talking about? Nobody cares right now.
But we do.
Yeah.
Boston does.
Hey, let me ask you, though. You work in the restaurant industry there. What's the buzz, seriously? Are people believing, or are they just saying, you know what, they've done this before? You know, we're not going to buy in just yet.
We always go with the Sox, no matter what. Even when they start losing, it's just like we like they'll come back. We're undiable fans. Forget about it.
You got the diehards.
Forget about it. Diehard fans. We ain't going to stop.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this.
We're still with them 100%.
Of course you are. Are the fans excited, though, seriously, for the people you talk to? Because you engage a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people coming in from all over to come to a game. A lot of the people from New York all the time, of course. And we play the Yankees. That's another good rivalry, as you know. But
of course,
we've been getting people from everywhere. The last series with the Astros, a bunch of people from there all come down. They're loving it. They're from there and they wear Red Sox shirts. I'm like, okay, cool.
Hey, where were you yesterday? Go ahead. Give us 60 seconds on what were you doing. Out on a boat, were you? Let me hear.
I was out on a boat in Gloucester Harbor having steamers and lobsters. How's that?
Nothing better than that.
Getting the suntan.
Yeah. You're beautiful. You really are. Rochelle Mazzoni, who works, I'm going to give him a shameless plug.
Go ahead.
The oldest restaurant in North America. Am I right?
I think it's the United States of America. Continuously running.
Yep. Union Oyster House, where they have the little windows. And one time I was sitting in there, and the guy says, if you stay long enough, Ben Franklin and Thomas Edison might walk in.
No, Thomas Jefferson, not Thomas Edison. He's busy with the light bulb.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at my own jokes, and they're wrong.
Am I going to see you tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm coming into the hub. I got to get some business done. So we will certainly put our dining dollars where they belong. You are the best, and I appreciate you. Just say Gloucester Harbor one more time for us, would you
Gloucester
please?
Gloucester Harbor.
All right,
Harbor
good
is awesome
job.
Too.
Yeah,
all
yes,
right, I'll
it
talk
is.
To you tomorrow, Marty. Have a great night. Thank you.
All right. There is our friend Rochelle Mazzoni. I remember one time I was in there and they paged, would the Bryant party please step forward, party of six or eight or whatever. And there's Chris Bryant. I'm like, whoa, he was with the Cubs at the time. But, yeah, shameless plug, but, hey, you know, we are pitching some advertising, right? That's exactly right, a method to the madness. Rochelle Mazzoni. Good job out of her. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to come back. We got a lot to get to still. Mike Griffith he has been working just countless hours getting ready for this season. Ooh, a little Lola Young here, a little messy as we go to break. Here on Sports Overnight America. You told me get a job and you asked where the hell I've been.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States. Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
All right, we're talking the world of sports here as we roll along here on a Tuesday into a Wednesday. Little Dire Straits there with Lady Rider. That was a big hit for a while there,
at least in my house. How about that?
All right, let's get him in here. He is our guy, and we're going to spend another year breaking down college football each week, and just so gifted and so blessed to have the esteemable Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Constitution Journal. Michael, welcome aboard. Welcome back. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. We've had some rainy season down here in Georgia. It's kind of surprising. You know, we went from 110-degree heat index to temperatures in the 60s and 70s. I guess Kirby and the dogs will be getting some of that wet ball drill work in, because we've just had some real rain and you're really unseasonably cool here in the South right now. Curious weather.
Yeah. I'm in the Midwest. Dominic, our producer and contributor, is out in San Francisco, and I'm always envious. When we were dealing with, I was in New York at the time, you know, 105-degree heat index. It was terrible. And I look at San Francisco, you know, and it's like 72 and just absolutely beautiful. But, hey, listen, if you wait a while, the weather changes no matter where you are. The season's about to change, Mike. Here, we're rolling into August. You know as well as I do, the month of August vaporizes. I mean, it absolutely vaporizes, and then it's game on in football. I guess where I want to start is the national rankings. And, I mean, they're making it sound like it's Ohio State and Texas Invitational, but there is some nuggets in that top 25. Go ahead. Take a stab, and I got a couple questions for you. Let's hear.
Well, there is, and it's interesting that, you know, Texas opens the season at Ohio State, so we got a one versus two right out of the gate. And, you know, kudos to college football and some of the opening week matchups. Week one, I mean, I know there's a week zero coming up here in, you know, 2.5 weeks, but, you know, that August 30th weekend, you know, Alabama going down to Florida State, there's such a storyline there after Florida State's huge drop-off. And, you know, Kalen DeBoer with a four-loss season in year one. Folks in Alabama a little restless and nervous. Auburn, a team trying to get back on the map, opening at Baylor, what should be a very contested game against a Baylor team that's much improved. We've seen Baylor rise up before and be a power. Can they do it again? Tennessee and Syracuse is an interesting matchup, and Mercedes-Benz Stadium, I love that stadium, Marty. I don't know if you've ever been in there, but they do such a great job. Real state-of-the-art stadium. Really, really intriguing opening week matchups. I don't know how much we get out of it. LSU at Clemson, that's another one. That could be a Final Four. We might see those teams meet again in the Final Four.
I looked at that, yeah.
Maybe even a championship project. You know, there's so many good games. And here's where I'm going with this. If you start legislating, or, you know, the Big Ten is, and we talked about this last week, how they want everybody to play a 9-game schedule like they do.
Mm-hmm.
If you tell the ACC and the SEC to do that, you're not going to have some of these opening week games, because the SEC and the ACC have a few teams that, in addition to their conference schedule, you know, for example, South Carolina plays Clemson, Florida plays Florida State, Georgia plays Georgia Tech, Kentucky plays Louisville. They already play some really good Power Four teams in addition to their conference schedule. You would lose some of these matchups, and these matchups are important, not just because of the attention they draw, but when you're sitting in that rankings room and you're on that college football playoff selection committee and you're trying to compare the apples in the Big Ten to the oranges in the SEC, you want to have some transitive properties to look at. You want to say, well, Well, how good is the SEC versus the ACC? Well, what happened when LSU played Clemson? Or what happened when Baylor played Auburn? Or when Alabama played FSU? Or when Tennessee played Syracuse? Or when the SEC's Texas went up there, you know, to play Ohio State? Those games, I think, are important when you're sitting in a room and you're trying to figure out the strength of these teams, seeing them match up with different teams from different conferences.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Let's go to Georgia for a moment, because you pointed out, and I threw it up on social media in advance of your appearance on the program here at Sports Overnight America, and that is Georgia. I mean, if you look at the preseason first and second team All-Americans, I can't find a Bulldog. It's like I'm lost. Please explain.
Well, you know, they lost 13 guys to the NFL draft, and then their quarterback, Carson Beck, transferred to Miami. And yet, I'm looking at this preseason Power 25 poll, and they're number four. So it's almost as if, well, we don't know who's going to do it. We don't really have these guys identified. A lot of the guys that have been there and done it have moved on. But I think Kirby Smart, much like Nick Saban when he was coaching Alabama, there's a confidence there that, you know, they've recruited well enough. This guy develops talent. We can't tell you, like you said, Marty, we can't tell you who the preseason All-Americans are. But this is still a top-five team, according to the coaches that voted in the USA Today poll. Georgia comes in at number four, so Georgia does have a lot of questions that need to be answered. You know, they get after it in practice, and you know they're practicing against really talented guys. So they got a couple warm-up games, but really we don't really know until they play at Tennessee on September 13th. And at Tennessee, they got this thing where they call it checkerboarding the stadium, and the fans color coordinate, so the stadium looks like a big checkerboard of orange and white, and they're going to do that for the Georgia game. And to me, that's, you know, yeah, that's going to fire up the Tennessee players, but it's going to fire up Georgia. When you start doing stuff like that, or wearing other, you know, different colored jerseys or alternate, that really adds juice to the other team. So that's a really, I think, aggressive move by Tennessee to designate this as their, you know, checkerboard game. You know, it's like, okay, Georgia's going to walk in that stadium and say, all right, you know, you think this is going to be a special afternoon, huh? You know, and I think those sorts of things are what make college football fun. You don't see that in the NFL. You know, this is one of those things that we love about college football.
I totally agree. Mike Griffith, Atlanta Journal-Constitution. All right, I got 3 minutes in this segment, and we'll bring you back on the other side, because I want to delve more into the poll. But I want to stay with, you know, I look at Georgia's schedule, and I just love the fact it's almost like, you know, the schedule makers are brilliant. Marshall, Austin Peay on the road, as you said, at Knoxville, at Tennessee. And then you get a bye week in week four, which is beautiful, because then you got Alabama at home the next week, followed by Kentucky, Auburn, and Ole Miss. That's a four-game absolute gauntlet. And, oh, by the way, then you get another bye week October 25th before you got Florida in Jacksonville. So, I mean, you cannot make this up. It's just the schedule makers. But compartmentalize that four-game stretch that I just mentioned, the aforementioned four games of Alabama, Kentucky, Auburn, Ole Miss. What do you think?
Yeah, so important to note, Alabama also has a bye week before Alabama and Georgia meet. Both teams have a bye week, and Florida also has a bye week before Georgia plays Florida. But if you looked 1 month deeper, Marty, if you looked into November, you'll see Texas coming to Georgia. Guess what?
Well, yeah.
Texas has a bye week. Georgia does not. You know, home field advantage is good, Marty, but come November, you'd almost rather have the bye week than home field advantage. Guys are banged up, beat up, an extra week of preparation. Now, Georgia plays at Mississippi State. You might say, oh, listen, Starkville's not an easy place to get to, and that's a tough road trip in terms of logistics. So the schedule makers kind of took care of Texas a little bit. But to your point about the rugged schedule, Kirby used a term last year that I thought was really interesting. He said mental bandwidth. And he was talking about when you play, it's like in the NFL, every single game is a grind. And when you're playing in the SEC, and I know we'll touch on this next segment, but you got nine teams in the top 25, every week is a grind. And so it's not, if you measure those games individually and you say, well, they should beat this team, and they should beat this team, and they should beat, but collectively, you're getting bumps and bruises. You're getting everybody's best shot. You know, Kentucky played Georgia within 1 point last year. That game is not Auburn played Georgia within seven the last time Georgia went to Jordan-Hare Stadium. That is a really, really difficult place to play. The Auburn fans can make that miserable on you. And Hugh Freeze has a win over Kirby Smart back when he was at Ole Miss. He's given Kirby trouble before. His offenses are really – he's a really clever play caller. If he gets a quarterback that can execute, that Auburn game is a tricky game. So to your point, and if you lose to Alabama, you know, boy, that's the start of a tough stretch. If you win, you can't get too high because exactly what you said. Remember last year, Alabama beats Georgia and then loses at Vanderbilt the next week. So
I know.
To your point, playing four straight weeks like that, that mental bandwidth will be challenged.
In no other sport is the letdown factor as etched in concrete, at least in my mind, and you could see it, and I'm not saying I called Vandy over Alabama, but you got to admit, when the Commodores pulled off that game, you had to say, man, they just, it was an absolute letdown. No question about it. All right, you hang right there. We got a lot of work to do. We'll clean it up here with college football, the second half with Mike Griffith of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. And how is Georgia ranked ahead of the Fighting Irish in Notre Dame is my question. How are they ranked ahead of them? I don't understand that. But you know what? It's a preseason poll. And of course, you're going to put 1-2 Ohio State and Texas when they meet in week one. I mean, you're just not going to ignore that opportunity. You're just not. And that's what a way to launch college football, right? I mean, that's the way you do it. That gets everybody sucked in because, you know, when some of these teams in the SEC powerhouses do it right, they schedule a cupcake early and then one late before their rivalry game. They're very, very smart about putting the schedule together. All right, before we head out to at the top of the hour, we will also get you updated on the baseball stuff that's going on, and we'll keep you rocking and rolling right here on Sports Overnight America. Mike Griffith will come back for the second half of our continuing series of college football previews as we roll along here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
All right, talking the world of sports, let me just give you a little preseason ranking fodder to toss around here. And that is, in the last 10 years, only one team in preseason number one won the national championship. Alabama in 2017 is what it says here. So, and the other thing, you look at that, I mean, in the last 10 years since 2015, only four schools have won. I mean, look at this. The preseason number ones. You had Ohio State, Alabama three times in a row, 16, 17, and 18. Clemson twice, back-to-back, 2019 and 2020. Then Alabama twice, 21 and 22. And then Georgia, 23 and 24. So, you know what? The preseason number one, Texas Longhorns, probably the kiss of death, Mike. What do you think?
Well, I don't know about that. But I'd say now that there's a playoff, I think it probably makes it even tougher because you're really talking about two seasons, you know. In college football, I still think the regular season matters quite a bit, and probably more so than college basketball and the NFL, but not as much mm-hmm. as it used to, because now there's 12 teams that are going to be in the hunt, and it's really like two seasons. What do you got to do to get to the playoff, and then who gets hot, and who's healthy, and what are the matchups? And, you know, one of the big things that happened this offseason from last year is they're going to go to straight seeding, Marty. I don't know if we talked about that last week, but yeah. Remember last year they said that it was going to be the four highest-ranked conference champions, and that's why Boise State got a bye, and that's why Arizona State got a bye. Even though they weren't among the top four teams in the rankings, they were conference champions, and so that was kind of a condition. Well, after seeing the playoffs last year, the leadership group got together and said, you know what, let's get rid of that. Let's just seed these teams based on their rankings. And I think that's better. I don't think it takes away from the importance of winning a conference championship. I think that conference championship game win still gives you a little bit of a boost. A little bit, it's an extra game you win. It adds to your resume a little bit, helps you out in the rankings. But I think we have a more true playoff system this way. And to me, ultimately, that's what you want, is you want to protect the integrity of the playoffs and reward the best teams and not play politics with it.
Yeah, Mike Griffith, Atlanta Constitution Journal. Mike, you know, this preseason poll that's out, you know, the coaches, I believe, I look at this and it's really much about last year than it is this year, I think, because when I see, and I don't really know, but I would venture to guess, Indiana is at 19. We want to see what Boise State's all about. Is Arizona State going to they got a great quarterback, don't get me wrong, but they're flirting with top 10 at preseason 11. So there's a lot of influence, I think, from the previous year, and that's fair enough. Is it not in a preseason poll or no?
Yeah, I think it is, because I think it shows that there's some momentum and there's a good culture in place. Now, there's still a lot of moving parts, and one or two guys can make a difference. But I think the poll, and the coaches did this poll. This is the coaches' poll that we're talking about. There's still an AP, Associated Press poll, where writers will weigh in. A lot of it is based on last year. And I'll tell you another thing that's always been confusing for me, and I'm a voter in polls. You know, I vote for the Football Writers Association of America. We have a Super 16. And the question is always, are you voting how you think it's going to end up? Are you voting based on what teams deserve? Are you voting on how good you think teams are today? And something that's some fodder to consider here, there's nine SEC teams in the top 25. Nine. Now, the fact that these guys play each other, it's going to be hard for there to be nine teams in the top 25 when they're all in the same conference, right? But what mm-hmm. that tells you is how good the SEC teams are. So you could have, theoretically, a 7-5 SEC team that's better than a 10-2 team from the ACC, because the conference is that much better, and maybe the schedule that they've been dealt is so much more difficult. So I this is another argument, by the way, for why the SEC doesn't want to add that ninth conference game, because it's not apples to apples when you're playing in this league. Obviously, there's not just nine of the top 25, Marty, but you go down and you take a look at others receiving votes, always like that. It's really like 26 and 27, like who's next up, right? Those are two SEC teams. So 11 of the top 27 teams, according to the coaches, and this is coaches from all the conferences, 11 of the top 27 teams are in the SEC going into the season. And this is why the Big Ten's request or demand that the SEC go to a nine-game conference schedule, it's not realistic. And it's beyond that, where does the Big Ten get off trying to legislate the rest of college football? The Big Ten was the conference that wanted to cancel college football during the COVID year. The Big Ten is not a model for, in my opinion, a good model for college football. Look at the way they did their divisions. Their championship game was a joke for years and years and years. They changed the rules midstream in 2020 so Ohio State could get in the playoff. The Big Ten doesn't have any business telling anybody what they should do with their conference. Let the Big Ten be the Big Ten, and let's come up with some uniformity, you know, where all the conferences, you know, do what's in their best interest, and then they come together at the end of the year and let the College Football Playoff Selection Committee sort it out.
Yeah, you know, it's a fair point, Mike. I hate to say it because I do like the Big Ten, but it's like they got an outside, they got a huge ego with an inferiority complex. I mean, it's crazy. Hey, I got to get a take on Belichick in Chapel Hill. You got to give me a hit on this. This didn't shock me. It makes sense. I see it as a quasi, not a money grab because he doesn't need it, but I just think he needs, I think he's licking his wounds from being passed over by the Falcons, and you're right there in Atlanta. I think Belichick just wants to have a whistle around his neck Monday through Friday, and then on Saturday he wants, or Thursday after playing a Thursday or a Friday game, he wants to, you know, he wants to be on that sideline. I don't know how. I think he'll immerse himself in Chapel Hill and the ACC culture, but it's a basketball school. It always will be in my world. So you tell me, Belichick, Chapel Hill. Let's hear.
Well, it's intriguing because it's you know, North Carolina desperately wants football credibility. And Mac Brown was a pretty good coach, by the way. Let's not forget that. It's not like Belichick won, you know, went in there and the cupboard was bare. You know, Freddie Kitchens is on that staff too, and Freddie Kitchens was an NFL head coach, and Freddie Kitchens was the quarterback whisperer for Bruce Arians. Freddie Kitchens was a pretty good quarterback at Alabama back in the day. So so it's not just Bill Belichick. He's got a good staff there, and Freddie Kitchens is a hell of a coach for him to have on his staff. You know, North Carolina was number 9 in the transfer portal rankings. They were very active, 41 incoming transfers. So something's going to happen there. I don't know how fast. I don't know how quickly Belichick can build a culture. I actually think Belichick's style is actually better for college sports than it is the NFL. I think his stuff got old in the NFL when he had Tom Brady. I'm not going to say Mickey Mouse could have coached Tom Brady to Super Bowls, but fact of the matter is, and I know Belichick fans will get mad when I say this, but if you take a look at Belichick's record with Tom Brady and without it, it's very, very different. So we're going to see how Belichick mixes with the college kids. We know North Carolina. We know they have the resources. We know they have the staff. And they're in an ACC conference where they can be competitive. It is curious. There's, you know, obviously the sideshow. A lot of people like to talk about the coach's girlfriend and the age difference.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? You know, it is the lunatic fringe. You know, we do like a side story. Maybe Bill Belichick, he's kind of this year's Deion Sanders. Remember when Deion went to Colorado?
Yeah.
We were all just like, oh, my
Very
goodness,
fair.
This is so different.
Very
so
fair.
And now here's Bill Belichick saying, hold my beer. I want up you here, primetime. So I kind of like the influence. I think it's fun and colorful. And I've always liked North Carolina. I know, like I said, I know they're desperate, you know, to get some football credibility. They have been good at times. This is going to be really interesting and certainly something a lot of people are going to tune into just for the theater, if nothing else.
I don't know what the Tar Heels game of the year is. It's probably Clemson on October 4th, But, you know, you got listen to this. From November 15th to the 29th in successful Saturdays at Wake, Duke, at North Carolina State. But I think it's the Clemson game in the first week of October, and obviously Clemson, North Carolina is going to be a big deal. And, you know, TV is going to blow it up. Let me hear.
Oh, and they should. You know, I think Clemson's being slept on. You know, we talk about this top 25 poll. You know, Clemson's got three projected first-round guys. They got a quarterback coming back that's pretty good, too, in Cade Klubnik, and here they sit number six. So not a lot of respect for Dabo Swinney. And, oh, by the way, he's one of only three coaches, active coaches, that's won a national title. Him and Kirby and now Ryan Day, that's it. You look around the landscape. I mean, Nick Saban took a big trophy case with him. There's not a lot of guys coaching college football with national titles, but Dabo's won a couple and beat Nick Saban twice, I might add. So, you know, Dabo Swinney can coach. He's got a lot of guys coming back. He could have the last laugh. You know, the fact that they haven't dabbled in the portal, the fact they have kept their kids and their culture together. We're going to find out right away, like I said, because there's a really, really talented LSU team that's going to be playing in the Clemson Death Valley opening week. So I'm intrigued by the ACC. Carson Beck in Miami, they have an outstanding offensive line. You know, Beck has learned a lot of lessons. He's very focused on football. I think the Miami Hurricanes are a threat in that conference as well. And then you mentioned North Carolina, you know, a little bit of a curveball there with Belichick, but I keep bringing up Freddie Kitchens because I just think he's so overlooked. I don't think people really appreciate how good of a coach that he is, and it's going to help Belichick to have a guy that knows college football like Freddie and can help him make that transition from the NFL.
Is there a sleeper team out there, Mike, this year? Just one real quick, because I'm going to pick one, and it is in the ACC, ironically, and I think it's Pat Narduzzi and Pitt. I really do. I think they're preseason about 6 or 7 in the ACC. I think they can jump up and bite some people. That Pitt program, obviously, you go back to the Dorsett days in Marino. But is there a sleeper out there? And you can't say SMU. They're not a sleeper anymore. Let me hear.
Yeah, no, I like Narduzzi. I got to work a lot with Pat when he was at Michigan State. Let me tell you, Narduzzi breathes fire, man. This guy's a dragon. Mm-hmm. He's such a football guy. He's so aggressive with his defenses. They've taken down a number one before. They've beaten Clemson. Pitt is – I just don't know that Pitt has the firepower. I don't know that he has the support. I don't know if Pitt has a program that's capable of winning championships there. You know, the 1970s, you know, Tony Dorsett, you know, he's coming out of that tunnel. You know, I just don't know if he can get the talent there. I would have loved to have seen Narduzzi get a shot in the SEC. I know that – you know, there was a time he had some interest in a couple of SEC schools, and they were putting out some feelers for him. He would have been a great SEC coach, and I would have loved to have seen what he could do with a lot of NIL money behind him. I'm not going to sell these Pitt Panthers short, though. They play tough. You know that. Narduzzi's teams are hard-nosed. If he gets the right quarterback play and they get a little bit of offensive momentum, I've seen his defenses wreak absolute havoc. My sleeper is not so much a sleeper as a team that maybe people are overlooking a little bit. They're in the top 10, but you're not. I don't think you're hearing enough people talking about the Oregon Ducks. I think Dan Lanning, you know, if you were going to ask me to invest in a coach that's going to do the most over the next 15 years, I'd be buying stock in Dan Lanning. Let me tell you, this guy knows how to motivate, and this guy's got some Nike money, and they got more than just colorful uniforms up there. This Dante Moore, this quarterback originally from Detroit, I know he's been through a transfer, but this kid's got charisma. This quarterback, I believe he's special. And so I think the Oregon Ducks are a team. Everybody forgets that was the only team that went undefeated in the regular season. Now, they had an off day when they played Ohio State in the playoff, but with that week off, well, you know, Lanny said he wished they'd play every week. He felt like they lost some momentum. But I'm bullish on the Oregon Ducks. Right now, that's the team I think people are forgetting about. I'm a little surprised they're not ranked higher in the preseason than they are.
I'm glad you mentioned them, Mike. We got to end on that note, but I'm going to get to see them, God willing, November 8th at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City against Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes. I'm looking forward to it. I agree with you. Listen, you are the best. This will be up on iHeartRadio. I'm going to put it up as well. And, Mike, we love having you on. We got a long season ahead of us. Let's get our helmets strapped on and away we go. Thank you so much.
Can't wait, Marty. Look forward to it.
You got it, buddy. Mike Griffith of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. All right, we're coming back. We'll close it out with a quick hit right here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Don't go away. Change the way.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All right, down the home stretch we go. We're wrapping up here with a two-minute warning and a two-minute drill. We'll get it going here. You know, I love it. You know, Belichick X after the 2023 season in Foxborough. And Brady, obviously, had left, right during COVID. Right at the outset of COVID, Brady and Gronk end up in Tampa and then win the Super Bowl. But I love it because Belichick leaves. Brady's gone prior to that, obviously. And then Drake May, the quarterback, is North Carolina kid, UNC quarterback. And now he's got the reins of the Patriots. And then you've got Belichick, obviously, in Chapel Hill. He's got a household name, man. You say what you want, love him or hate him. I know there's no lukewarm opinions when it comes to Belichick. I mean, outside of New England, he rubs people the wrong way. There's that snarliness, that roll in his eyes. The press conferences, I can't wait to see his first press conference after that TCU North Carolina game. UNC against TCU, and I want to see Belichick if they lose more than I want to see Belichick if they win. Because if he wins, he's going to be, all giddy and blah, blah, blah. But we got to get better. And North Carolina, you know what he's going to say if he's got a sense of humor. It's on to whomever they play in week two. You know, like it's on to the Meadowlands. It's on to New York. It's on to Cleveland. It's on to Cincinnati. His news conferences, I was addicted to them. Among other things, I was just addicted to Belichick's post-game press conferences from Foxborough. I mean, you just knew. And you knew the same cast of characters were going to just throw out these, pointed questions,
sometimes leading questions, and rarely, if ever, did Slick Bill Belichick ever take the bait. He did on a few occasions, but he made it work for himself. It's good stuff. Dominic Jimenez, as always, a great job. Thanks to Rochelle Mazzoni, Boston, Gloucester, Boston Habba, and also thanks to Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, a double dose of college football. All right, Jeff and Jen and the whole crew throughout the night, the Riches from Phoenix right here with Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline. Adios. We'll catch you on Thursday.